Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike. I'm joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box on a huge day of racing, not only here at Del Mar, where we've got 10 races, including the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien, which goes as the ninth race today, but it's Travers Day at Saratoga. They are already underway for that 14-race card. The Travers goes as the 12th. There are six stakes races on that card, five Grade 1s on the dirt. We'll have coverage from Gulfstream Park as well. John Lindo, we've got 10 days of racing left here at Del Mar. I can't believe it. In hockey, we're in the final period here, but we're enjoying the heck out of it.
Oh, it's been a fantastic summer. Good morning, Bob. And I tell you what, it's fast and firm at Saratoga for their card today. We don't have to worry about the weather there. I caught a rainstorm driving down to Del Mar this morning before 7 o'clock, just about a a 10-minute downpour. But
we had a little bit of thunder and lightning, and then just a real tiny bit of rain.
Right.
Not going to affect conditions
Didn't
here
Didn't affect the
at
workouts
all.
Here. The track was open the whole time, and if anything, a little water probably helped the main track. So we'll be good to go today. A little humid, but it's going to be beautiful and a fun day from day to night today.
Well, that Travers card is always the highlight of their season, and we take it in, of course, watch all those good races here from simulcast. But as you mentioned, John, conditions are good there, fast and firm. We've already seen a couple races.
Two races on the turf so far, both won from off the pace, one by Flavien Prat, the other by Arad Ortiz. And if you're watching, Arad Ortiz, with that win now, has got a one-win lead on his brother Jose in the battle for leading jockey. It's turned out to be a pretty good contest there at Saratoga.
Yeah, those guys are both riding great. The Ortiz brothers. Well, John, let's talk about the big horse, Sovereignty. He is an overwhelming favorite in this five-horse Travers. Of course, he's the Derby and Belmont winner, and I know you've been on him the whole way, John. You liked him in the Derby, where I was on journalism. You liked him in the Belmont. I was on journalism. So there's a theme there, but I assume there's no reason to get off the bandwagon for you.
Not at all. Not to me. Sovereignty's the 2-5 favorite. It's not a betting race to me, but I want to see him do his thing. Obviously, those two races you mentioned, the Derby and the Belmont, were both at 1.25 miles. Well, that's the distance of the Travers today. He'll be off the pace a little bit. Magnitude has a chance maybe to make an easy lead from the rail. But you have to remember, Bob, when Magnitude won the Risen Star, he caught an absolute dominant inside speed bias that day at Fairgrounds. Then he came back off a layoff. He had a problem, came back at the Prairie Meadows, and I don't know what he beat at Prairie Meadows. So, to me, there's still questions about can he beat a good horse under, you know, fair conditions for everybody. We don't have to worry about that with Sovereignty. And this is a race the Travers, that trainer Bill Mott, has never won, and he wants to win this race. It's in his backyard. He's got a fantastic horse to work with. I don't think, as long as the racing gods are have a fair trip, I think Sovereignty is going to be awful tough.
I think I mentioned that was the 12th race. It's the 13th race at Saratoga is the Travers. And John, you mentioned Magnitude, but Bracket Buster's right outside of him. That horse has speed. And Sovereignty has really shown a new dimension in his last couple starts, where before it looked like he was very pace-dependent, come from way out of it. But his last two, he's been right in the race. In fact, in the Jim Danny, was up close, dropped back briefly, and came on again. I don't think he was cranked that day. But it's going to be a heck of a race, as is their entire card. They've got, as I said, five grade ones. There's that all-stakes pick five in there as well. So we are going to enjoy that. But how about some Pacific Classic updates, John? That race next weekend, and we learned that White Abario is not going to come out. Fierceness, still on the fence. He worked today at Saratoga. But our big horse out here, Journalism, he had a nice work. We saw it on tape. Tell us about the work and tell us what the plans are.
Well, Journalism worked this morning. He worked 5 furlongs. The official time was 1 minute. He worked with a stablemate named Phosphorescence. He actually went out another quarter mile past the wire, and he opened up 10 or 12 lengths to the 6-furlong pole over Phosphorescence. So a minute flat for the 5 furlongs. I'm going to guess between 124 and 125 for the 7 furlongs.
Yeah, he was still motoring around that far turn.
Right. And then our friend Jay Hupty posted on X that as long as he comes out of this workout okay when they check him out tomorrow, he will be entered in the Pacific Classic when entries are taken on Tuesday. So let's hope everything goes well. Everything looks good tomorrow. So we will get Journalism if everything goes right. You talked about Fierceness. He worked a half mile this morning at Saratoga in 47 2/5 seconds, outworking one of his stable mates. And he was a late nomination into the Pacific Classic. And from what I understand, The connections are seriously considering coming out. So there's a possibility he comes out. And we've got the big bear out here, Nisos, for Bob Baffert, sitting waiting for them. So this could turn out to be one heck of a race. The one horse you mentioned that is not going, White Abario, was not nominated at nomination time, so he will not run. He's going in the Jockey Club Gold Cup next weekend at Saratoga.
Brad Free checked in with us after the race from Daily Racing Form. He was told the same thing by Journalism's connections. If he comes out of the race well, cools out, looks good tomorrow, then he will be entered on Tuesday for the Saturday race.
Well, you know, he went really well. He looked good doing it. He looks healthy on the racetrack. So fingers crossed everything goes well today and tomorrow, and it'll be great to see him here. A home game, finally. He's been a road warrior all year long.
And that could potentially be a small field as well, but you get NYSOS and journalism right away, it's a good race. You throw fierceness in there, it's just an outstanding race, even if it's a 5 or 6 horse field.
It is. And this is the first time we're going to see one of the top 3-year-olds against older horses if journalism runs.
John, some sad news to report. We learned yesterday the passing of jockey Ron Turcott, who was the rider of the greatest, in my mind, Secretariat, 1973 Triple Crown winner. I've certainly, in my lifetime, never seen a better horse. I can't imagine that there's ever lived a better horse. And this guy got to sit on him, including that win in the Belmont by 31 lengths. Ron Turcott was paralyzed in a racing accident in 1978. So he has lived 47 years, John, in a wheelchair. He was only 37 at the time. I know you think he did a lot of good for people and the injured jockey, the disabled jockeys fund. He was always a positive kind of advocate, even though he had basically over half of his life living in a wheelchair.
You know, and you would think you'd have some restrictions being in a wheelchair, but he traveled the country for charity benefits for the Pacific Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. Mm-hmm. A lot of picture signing and appearances. It didn't stop him from doing what he had to do all around the country. A great, great spokesman for the industry. He did a lot of things to help out his fellow riders. And, you know, to be able to sit on a horse like Secretariat, winning that Triple Crown. You remember that Preakness Stakes where he went from last to first on the first turn. If you're the rider, you think, I'm going to either be a goat or a hero on this one. But
in the Belmont, the first half a mile, he was dueling head and head with Sham. If you're watching that, you're saying, what is he doing?
And then you come back, nice ride.
He went on to run 224 for a mile and a half, another record that'll never, ever be broken. So Ron Turcott passes away at the age of 84. John, some positive news last weekend for Karma. That's the organization that raises money for the retired racehorses, and they raised plenty of it.
Their goal was to raise $150,000, and they raised nearly $200,000. Thanks to all the folks on track at Del Mar that made donations, people that went online to the karma.org. The karmaforhorses.org is their website. A lot of the owners here, they're not doing this for publicity. They're doing it because it's the right thing. Congratulations and thank you to all those people that support the retired horses.
And, John, just real quick, Mike Willman had Doug Burge from the CTBA on his show last Sunday and just talking about some of the kind of new breeding incentives that are going to be put into place for 2026, I think it is. Just kind of briefly tell us a little bit about that program, because we need it here for the cowbreds.
Three new incentives for the California breeders. For next year, for foals registered as cowbreds and for mares bred in 2026 also. So for the next 2 years, $1,000 per foal will go to the breeder with a maximum of 25 foals per breeder. So that's up to $25,000 in incentives. No registration fees to register your foals as cowbreds. That'll save you $100 per foal. And there's a travel stipend. If you're buying mares in November this year in the breeding stock sales in Kentucky, if you pay more than $20,000 for your mare, there's a travel stipend of $3,000 to bring them back to California if they're 12-year-old or younger. So some incentives to build the breeding industry. We need that out here quite a bit.
John, I don't know if we mentioned the Pick 6 carryover here today. 57,000 yesterday was one of those Fridays. We've seen some wacko results on Friday, and it was certainly like that yesterday. So we've got a nice carryover today going into race 5.
Absolutely. 57,000 here. And tonight at Los Alamitos, if we haven't had enough with the date, but the dawn breaking with the Saratoga under the lights tonight, there's a Pick 6 carryover at Los Al, too, 29,000. So, Bob, remember, none of us are broke until we're all out of money. We're all in this together.
Sensory overload Saturday. We will not lack things to wager on, that's for sure. Well, let's get into some of the handicapping, John. I know you did double duty on your sheet. You put out both full card Saratoga and full card Del Mar for the Lindo Report. And, of course, that is available 4 days a week at the South Point, and always free to the customers there. So let's get the number out to the South Point. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. College football is right around the corner, and great racing throughout the year, really. We've got still another 10 days here, Saratoga a little bit longer. The Churchill Fall Meet will be opening, so there's plenty going on. What's the number at the South Point, and let's get your radio play.
It's 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager there. You've got the three-day weekend coming up next weekend, Labor Day weekend, where the Pacific Classic's at Del Mar. If you're going out to Vegas, give Steve Johnson a call. College football kicks off today, so you're going to have action going right from the get-go. So a lot of reasons to get out to the South Point. As far as the radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Del Mar. I'll go to race number three. Number five, Clooney, comes off the layoff in a new barn, now in the Peter Miller stable. This is a horse that has a history of running well fresh. He likes Del Mar. There's some pace in this race, and I think Clooney just sits in the pocket and gets the right trip. Antonio Frasu aboard, 9-2 on the morning line. Look for number five, Clooney, to come back running in race three at Del Mar. And Bob, you did your sheet today for Del Mar, and it's a good back half of the card. We were talking about that before we came on the air. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, really strong fields, especially the back half. You've got a few races early where you only have seven horses, but anything in that pick six and on is really good competitive racing. I gave out races 6, 8, and 10 as my best plays. Those are all on the turf today. $144 in that late pick five. That starts in the sixth race. And let's go to one of my best play races. It's the eighth. It's 5 furlongs on the turf. Second level allowance, optional claimers. This is a hard-hitting field. You've got 9 of them in here. Extremely competitive race, John. I'm going to take the horse that I think is the speed of the speed, and that's number 7, Jerry's Spirit, who's never been on the turf before. But he has some turf pedigree on the dam side. I just think he's the fastest horse in here. Trainer is Tim Yakteen. He's won 5 of 10 on the dirt. And the best thing I like about him, John, is the 5 furlongs. He's been going 6.5, which is a grueling distance. Last time he got tired. But this 5-furlong race, where it's a horse that I think can clear, and the price is right at 6-1 on the morning line. So my radio play is the 8th race, number 7, Jerry's Spirit. 6-1 morning line to try to take this field wire to wire. John, let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's racingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. That's the second segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallion's Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. And John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And I've always been a big fan of this filly, and I'm even a bigger fan now. She dug in and won the Solana Beach and held off a horse named Sneakers, who made about three different runs at her. Tell us, who is the cowbred of the week?
Yeah, your favorite horse this week, I know, is Grand Slam Smile, who won last Sunday's $150,000 Solana Beach Stakes. Grand Slam Smile is my smiling tiger out of the Grand Slam mare, Royal Grand Slam, owned and bred by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, trained by Sean McCarthy. Grand Slam Smile now has 8 wins from 14 lifetime starts and winner's share of $85,500. She has career earnings over $676,000. Just a filly that wants to beat you, Bob.
And she sure does. She doesn't have a pretty way of going. She paddles, and she's just all heart, John. It's dirt, turf, long, short.
Doesn't matter.
She fires every single time. How can you not love a horse like that? John, how about a word from the NTRA? We want to get signed up at the NHC Tour for that tour and get to Vegas for the 2026 NHC.
Right. To get to the NHC tournament in Las Vegas, you have to be an NTRA member. So you go to NTRA.com and sign up. And there are three ways to qualify today. Online, you can qualify at horsetourneys.com. That's a $165 tournament. If you're back on the New Jersey shore, you can play the hybrid contest at Monmouth Park. And Canterbury Park has a two-day event starting today. They call it the Dog Days of Summer Tournament at Canterbury Park. So all around the country, they're trying to get to Las Vegas for the NHC in 2026.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. We wanted you to preview the feature at Del Mar today. That's the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien, the ninth race. And, Bob, we are expecting a couple scratches, horses that are entered back tomorrow, like Awesome River, Rhythm and Topolo. So most likely we're looking at a field of 7 in here, and the morning line favorite is Speedboat Beach. How'd you see the race?
Well, you know, Speedboat Beach hasn't run very often, but he usually sometimes is brilliant when he does show up, and he's obviously the speed of the speed, so, you know, and he can handle 7-8, so I think he's the horse to beat. Dr. Venkman keeps drawing inside boxes. He's had some rough trips down inside. He doesn't seem to like being inside, but if Riskfully, I think, can work out some sort of trip where maybe the horses clear him and he's able to get somehow to the outside, I think it'll be very tough. And then, of course, Stronghold is coming back for Phil D'Amato, the San Anita Derby winner from last year, should find 7-8 to his liking. So I think the race will boil down to one of those three.
Hey, Bob, looking at Stronghold, and John, I know this is a horse you like as well, so you can go ahead and jump on in. Any chance this horse might be a better one-turn horse? I mean, I think he has some he's run well enough at two turns, but he's lost punch a number of times. John Lindo, to me, he looks like maybe a horse who's going to be a one-run late-running sprinter.
Well, he ran second in the Malibu, we're talking about Stronghold, and he's always run well in these long one-turn races. And you got to remember, too, the Pat O'Brien, even though it's a 7-furlong race, it's a winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. So you get a horse like Stronghold who can do either one, it makes a lot of sense to try this. And Bob Mazursky, again, with a horse like Speedboat Beach, you know he's going to be in front. It looks like the other contending speed might be Maymun as his undefeated stablemate, but you know, both being from the same stable, they're probably not going to hook up on the front end.
No, that would be kind of idiotic if they were to do that. So I think Speedboat Beach will clear. Just a question if he's hit enough off the layup to win going 7-8. But I do think Stronghold is better around one turn. I know he won the San Anita Derby last year, but I still think he's the best as a one-turn horse.
It'll be an interesting race today. I'm looking forward. That's the ninth race on the card. Bob, you have all your selections like Bob Ike and I do at todaysracingdigest.com. Let's go get a radio play from you today at Del Mar.
I'm going to go to the fourth race. I like number two, Diamond Bar Gal. She comes off a win at Santa Anita, been fresh in a little bit, comes back in a realistic spot. She likes this turf course. She's won twice over this layout. And I think she'll get a good trip sitting just off the likely favorite and the speed horse Itzel, who's back with her own sex today after chasing males last time. So number two, Diamond Bar Gal in race four.
That is Bob Mazursky's radio play in the fourth race, the two, Diamond Bar Gal, 5-1. We both today, Bob, need Armando, or actually I have Aguilar. You have Armando Ayuso, who I thought think has been riding extremely well down here at Del Mar.
Absolutely. He's a very underrated rider, and if you give him the horse, he can get the job done. And you guys were talking about Grand Slam Small. She's definitely the female equivalent of Kings River Knight.
Yeah, good comparison. Just win machines. You got to love those kind of horses. Thank you, Bob. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, that was Bob Mazursky. We'll bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and I know this is your kind of day. You do double duty, and you've enjoyed and done well at the Saratoga meet, and, of course, this is their marquee day, and I know you have been all in on it. So the first thing we wanted you to do, Bruce, was to preview the Grade 1 Forgo at Saratoga. That is the 12th race. How'd you see it?
It's a pretty evenly matched field. Bookham Dano is definitely the horse to beat. By all means, I'm using this horse. Hard to knock him. He loves Saratoga. But he ran up against Mulligan last time out in the Vanderbilt at 6 furlongs. And I thought maybe Jose Ortiz overdid it. He was overly aggressive, I thought, on Mulligan. And he had to do all the heavy lifting, dueling on the front end. It turned out Bookham Dano went by him very late in that race. You watch the video. It was really inside the 16th is where he drew off. Flavian Pratt takes over today. He's been his regular rider. He won on him last year in the Forgo. I'm not saying this is a big closer, guys, but with a little more patience or some cheap speed in this race, I think if he can just kind of draft off maybe a couple of speed horses, I think Mulligan's got a chance to turn the table. So I would put that horse on top. For sure the 4, Bookham Dano. If the race completely falls apart, I thought the 8, Scotland, had a look in this race. He probably has the best late close, a good late-running sprinter. 7/8 is good for him. So I like the 7, Mulligan, to turn the tables on the 4, Bookham Dano. I would throw in the 8, Scotland, also as a possibility.
Oh, Bruce, we always get two radio plays from you. So, John Lindo, let's get the first one.
Well, Bruce, what do you have on the menu today at BetOnBruce.com so I know where to go for your radio play?
Yeah, we just are doing the 2 racetracks. Del Mar's full card, last 6 races of the day at Saratoga is tacked on. We call that the combo platter with an audio seminar along with it, and 4 best plays at Del Mar today with audio as well. We're just the 2 tracks.
Well, with that in mind, let's get a Saratoga radio play from you.
How about the 14th race? In that last 6 race sequence, this is the only non-stakes race. And I thought a horse that was kind of curious here was the 3, Sky Low Low. This is a first-time Adrian DeVoe. I want to say that's DeVoe's sister. I can't think of her first name now.
Cherise, yes. They are sisters, yeah.
Yeah, I had a brain freeze there. Yeah, Cherie DeVoe's sister. Kind of interesting. I think this is early on in her racing career. Take a look at her with horses first time for her. She's had 6 of them for the first time. This would be, I guess, her 7th. one with three of the five of the six. First time for Adrian DeVoe. This is a horse that debuted 10 months ago, and what doesn't tell you is it was rallying from off the pace. Katie Davis, in early stretch, decided to go to the rail, and there was nowhere to go. I wouldn't say she took up, but she had to pretty much stop riding this filly most of the way down the lane. She got clear way too late. She beat a few horses on the gallop out. She actually finished in front. I love where they put this filly. First time for DeVoe in a maiden claimer here. She's worked over the training track, the turf training track at Saratoga. Don't think this is all that tough a field. And I like the first time with the trainer angle here. So race 14, the three, Sky Low Low, listed at 12-1 on the morning line.
Excellent, Bruce. And how about your second play? I know you're going to come out to Del Mar.
Yeah, let's go to the seventh race. I'm going to go for an improver. Now, Mr. Disrespectful is definitely the horse to catch, but a horse that's kind of caught my attention is the six, Sonio Divino. At Los Alamitos in late June, this horse tried two turns on the dirt for the first time, and that's when the light bulb went on. I thought he ran super this day, breaking maiden. He was sitting third, kind of pushed a bit wide. He put his head down, drew off. He came the last eighth of a mile in under 12-4. And from a visual standpoint, he looked darn good. He came back in a race at Del Mar on the grass. He ran well there, but I think he might be better on dirt. He's an improving three-year-old. You'll get some value on him. Race 7, the 6, Sonio Divino, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
Couple prices today from Bruce Finkelstein. And again, Bruce, tell us what you have available at betonbruce.com.
Yeah, full-card analysis of Del Mar with the last six races from Saratoga with audio, and the four best plays today with audio at Del Mar.
Have a great one, Bruce. We will talk to you next Saturday.
You guys take care.
Let's take our next time out, John. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheet, Scott Shapiro. He was up early on Twitter this morning for the Shappy Hour. We'll find out his thoughts and Saratoga and Del Mar from both of these guys. That's the next segment, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
No sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready?
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over five decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com. Or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Saturday evening, the nighttime program features a pick six carryover of more than $29,000. And with the new money to be wagered, the total pool could be around $150,000. Plus the running of the Sergeant Pepper feature handicap. It's a big Saturday night of racing at Los Alamitos with night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Saturday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. Now remember, this Saturday evening, the nighttime program features a pick six carryover of over $29,000, and the total pool could be around $150,000. As always, we have live racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse, Big Six Carryover, this Saturday night.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. And John, we've got a lot of good stuff going today, but tomorrow also, these savory sundaes and the $5 Kona beers are a great, great special here.
Absolutely, and they feature the different restaurants for some food specials as well. That's down in the Plaza de Mexico, out from the main grandstand entrance. You can go pick it up out there. It'll be sunny out there too, Bob. I didn't bring a hat today, but thanks for hooking me up. I saw you ran into Pete Perella from Legacy Ranch and brought me a Legacy Ranch hat. I'm ready to go.
We've got two new hats from Legacy Ranch. What could be better? We are all set and ready. And John, next Saturday, of course, the Pacific Classic and the Pacific Classic Betting Challenge. It's going to be a great Labor Day weekend here.
And you're playing in the betting challenge, aren't
you? I am, yes, sir.
All right, well, good luck there.
Try to take it down.
I just remember, if you do, who your best friends are.
All right, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you today on Travers Day?
Absolutely beautiful day weather-wise here, so that's the good news, and the track is going to be packed.
John, one of the races we wanted you to look at was the Alan Jerkins, which goes as the 10th. It looked like a wide-open race, maybe one of the better betting races on the card. Bob Baffert shipped three of them in. How do you see the Alan Jerkins race 10?
Very competitive race, Bob. A lot of horses. I mean, there's only eight in the race, but you could certainly make a case for four or five of them. I went to the one horse in here, Patch Adams, a three-year-old colt from the Brad Cox barn. Only bad races were going long at Tampa at a mile and a 16th, at Oaklawn when he went around two turns, also a mile and a 16th. His sprint races, all very, very good. You know, it's a little tough breaking from the rail going seven furlongs, but hopefully Sayers will work out a trip in here. I like Patch Adams to win this year's Alan Jerkins.
And we always get two radio plays from Mr. Hardoon. So, John Lindo, you get the first one.
Okay. Again, before we check in on a selection, John Hardoon, what do you have available at your website today?
We have Saratoga and Del Mar full cards and best plays.
That's only 24 races between the two tracks today.
Yeah,
so
why not, John? last posted 6:32 tonight Pacific. So you'll be done at 9:30, John.
Yeah, better than last night when I had to watch the Charlestown races that ended about 12 o'clock East Coast time. That's crazy.
Anyway, well, you had to get up early today.
Yes,
go ahead,
radio play
go ahead, John.
One at Saratoga comes in the 11th race today. This is the Ballerina. You talk about terrific betting races. This is one of them. I love the number five horse in here, Claret Barrett. This is a four-year-old filly, Sappy Joseph took over the training two starts back, and both races since joining the Sappy Joseph barn have been very, very good. I like the rider switch today to Irad Ortiz, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Claret Barret, to win today's 11th, but we're going to make an exacta box in there with number nine, Hope Road. Bob Baffert chips in this horse coming off of a layoff, and she runs well fresh. So make a 5-9 exacta box and bet the five to win.
Okay, that is the 11th at Saratoga. And how about coming out to Del Mar, John?
Let's look at race number 5. This is a maiden claiming event, but I like a horse in here. I like the number 9 horse, 10 figures. This is a 3-year-old gelding. Barn switch today, first time goes for Peter Miller. I like the rider switch to Kazuchi Kimura, and I like the fact that this horse is now getting Lasix for the first time. 8-1 on the morning line. Peter Miller barn is going well. Number 9, 10 figures, upsets and wins today's 5th race out at Del Mar.
Nice 8-1 shot there for John Hardoon. And, John, tell us again what's available at your website. Give us the coordinates, please.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we offer both Saratoga and Del Mar selections.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing some work for Express Bet. He was up early today on Twitter. I had a shot today at Shappy Hour, Shapper. I woke up early, and I decided to get started with the Shappy Hour. So good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Iker. I saw you retweet it, which means a lot. Now the Los Angeles area getting it on the airwaves. Really appreciate the love. Hope you're having a good start to the day.
Well, when you're an insomniac, you know, that three-hour time difference doesn't make much difference, Shapper.
I am just up early. I'm not an insomniac. I sleep plenty, but
I am.
I don't know. I think I made it for the third of Charlestown. I know you're talking about. I think I made it for the third of Charlestown, but they can't get me too early, though, that's for sure.
Actually, I'm not an insomniac. I fall asleep great. It's just I don't sleep very long. Anyway, there are worse things. It's good to be up and early here at Del Mar. Shappy wanted you to take a look at the Ballerina, which John just looked at. So are you in concurrence with Claret Beret, or are you going to go elsewhere?
I couldn't have had my thunder stolen more, but at the same time, you know, maybe the love will be good, like 2 weeks ago when we were on top of everything. I saw the race exactly the same. What he didn't mention, because it was just his play and didn't break down the race, is that Stilla is listed as the 5-2 favorite, while Hope Road's 3-1. And then Claret Beret and My Main Squeeze are kind of that next tier. Now, I'm with him on Claret Beret, and others are. I don't think we're going to get the 6-1 morning line, but this is a filly that is just coming into this race perfect. And Staffy Joseph Jr., after her last race, which was the second to Baba, apparently just decided to point to this race, the grade one, you know, giving her time, but not time off, really. And, I think Claret Beret is in a good spot here. But Hope Road, to me, more than still the one to beat, the California horse that has more recently raced it in Kentucky for Bob Baffert. But she chased too sharp last time. Too sharp in ways and means would be the big favorites in this race or amongst them. They're kind of the top of the division, and that's why it's not necessarily the strongest ever Ballerina, but it's a very competitive group. And I think Hope Road, My Main Squeeze are intriguing, but I do like Claret Beret the most.
Well, Scott, you did a lot of work, I know, at Saratoga today. So let's get a radio play. I don't know if you want to go there. I know you always look at Del Mar and places all around the country, but the focus is in New York and California today. So where do you want to go for your play?
Well, I'm going to go to the personal ensign, and I don't know if somebody broke this race down and gave out the horse or something else before me. I apologize. But Torpedo Anna is a 6-5 favorite in here. You know, she's run fine of late, and it looks like she's run well because she's won 3 of 4, but the fields are soft that she's beaten. She's drawn outside. I think there's going to be some pace. I think Leslie's Rose is the filly on the come right now. She did get a really good trip last time, but I think she created it with a good break. I think she's in good form. She has the best rider on the grounds right now, and Leslie's Rose probably won't be 9-2, but we'll hope we get about 7-2 in race 9 at Saratoga, number 6, Leslie's Rose.
Scott Shapiro stays at Saratoga today for a couple radio plays. We wish you good luck today, Shapper, and talk again next week.
All right, guys. Good luck. Have fun.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. John, before we take our next break, tell us about DRF. We are big fans of Formulator. I'm a big fan of those Timeform U.S. ratings on the pace, so give us a word on that.
Well, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, as you mentioned, and Timeform U.S. You can access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PP. Go to DRF.com and give them a try today.
All right, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club, Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. And John, as hot as our guys were 2 weeks ago, we all got watered down last week, except for these two guys coming up, Toby Callett and Michael Rona. They saved the day with some radio winners. So let's see if that can happen again on today's show. That'll be next. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. Shooting star, leaping through the sky.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Thank you. Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, if you can't be out at Del Mar today, how about some simulcast options?
Well, if you're in downtown San Diego near the Padres and Dodgers down
and that
there.
That was a heck of a game last night.
It was. You can go down to the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern on 868 5th Avenue and then walk on down to Petco Park for the 5:30 start tonight. If you're in Orange County, OC Tavern at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Obviously, Los Alamitos will be open for simulcasting and live racing tonight. And the Derby Room at Fairplex is waiting for Bob Ike's return after the end of the meet.
All right. Thank you, John. Let's bring in Toby Callett from the Turf Club. Good morning, Toby.
This is one of the only dry places around, but good morning, guys.
Yeah, so you guys had a cancellation after five races. So tell us about that. Tell us what the conditions are like. And as John Lindo just pointed out to me, off the turf. So lots of your favorites today, Tapita.
Right, eight of them, and the remaining dirt races are all six-horse fields. So, you know, there's a town in Texas that, or a city in Texas that will be on today, otherwise known as El Paso. that being said, yesterday's races were going along smoothly. The condition, you know, nice day. Then we had a storm here at my house, but I'm nearly 60 miles away. Went downstairs to make a sandwich. I came back up to watch the fifth race, and it was like, oh, I see. And that was it. After yeah, they canceled after that. The screens went blank. I never read anything anywhere about it. I had to assume that I guess it was the weather. So I looked on DRF, the Gulfstream site. I don't know why they would post why their races were canceled. There's no good reason to tell people that, I guess. But there were no races. Now, today, I sent you guys a text. All we have is a test pattern for today's first at Gulfstream, which apparently is already over. They did briefly come in with a signal, and it was frozen, and it looked like it was the end of the world. You could see the headlights on the van with the vet that guides out to the gate. You could see that, but it was miserable. So, for sure, there'll be no turf racing there until next Friday. And hopefully they'll continue to run. But I honestly can't tell you because the test pattern is all I have available to watch.
Well, Toby, you gave us a winner last week, Road Forever, who got the money there at $5 at Gulfstream. John Lindo, it's clear that Toby's not playing Gulfstream today, so we need him to go somewhere.
I know he's got a notebook on the Del Mar Works when he was out here, so I'm feeling that Mr. Toby Callett, you might have a play for us today at Del Mar.
I do, but it's not going to be off the Del Mar notebook of Works. That notebook is spinning out. You know, like you said, there's only 10 days left. But I'm going to take you to the second race. And I want to point a horse out to you that I feel you must pay attention to. His name is Volatile Storm. It's the three. Armando Ayuso, who I know you guys are really, really high on. I agree. Kid's riding great. This is a horse that has, he's a Todd Fletcher trainee. He went through the digital sale, and a very, very small outfit, a woman by the name of Lauren Robeson, bought this horse off the sale. She does extremely well. She's had great success, even during the wintertime here at Gulfstream. The fact that they're going to ship out off of a win at Presque Isle Downs on the Perpetta up there in Erie, Pennsylvania. You want to take a real, real close look. The three starts since being gelded were good. The sloppy race at Indiana is a throw out for me. I do not want you to overlook Volatile Storm. The main rival for me is the one Spearfish. I'm going to bet the three Volatile Storm to win and take a little page off the John Hardoon notebook, play an exact box of 1-3.
Very good. That's the second at Del Mar, the three, Volatile Storm, 5-1, morning line exacta box with Spearfish. Toby, that will do it today. Stay dry, stay indoors, and maybe you'll have Gulfstream to play by next week.
Who knows? I got Del Mar to play, so it's all good. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Thank you, Toby. Final stop, Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Churchill Downs.
Not Churchill Downs.
I'm sorry. Los Alamitos. I'm looking at Kentucky Downs, but that'll happen starting on Thursday for their brief meet at Kentucky Downs. So, Michael, sorry I put you in the Churchill box, but I know you're going to be down there on that Tennessee border there calling Kentucky Downs. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob and John. Yeah, I'm aware that they drew the fields for opening day a couple of days ago, but I have resisted the temptation to even look, apart from glazing over the columns and columns and columns of horses that have been entered, simply because I had to focus on last night's FanDuel TV shift and a huge weekend at Los Alamitos. So I'm compartmentalizing and... I'll start delving into Kentucky Downs over the weekend and get up to speed with what I'll be bracing for. It's a huge challenge, big undertaking, but certainly an exciting opportunity.
Well, tonight you've got the Sergeant Pepper feature at Los Al, so tell us about that race.
And an annual shout-out to Kurt Hoover, because Sergeant Pepper feature was his favorite quarter horse. And, he has the feature named after him tonight, 350 yards for three-year-olds, the last of nine races on the program. And it sees the return to Los Alamitos of Lethal Cowboy 123, who is a very, very talented horse trained by Mark Youngers, the AQHA champion trainer for 2024. And Lethal Cowboy 123 won the champion two-year-old and Horse of the Year honors here in California. He's the $2 million futurity winner from last December, 4 for 4 at Los Al. And he had a terrific campaign at Riodoso in May and June, qualifying to the Grade One Rainbow Derby, but the final was not held after the Riodoso season was cancelled. So plans sort of went into disarray. He's back now in California, and it'll be great to see him in action from the outside post as the odds-on favorite tonight in the Sergeant Pepper feature handicap.
Well, John, Michael has given us winners four of the last five Saturday nights, so let's keep that hot streak going. John Lindo.
Well, he's got a pick six carryover tonight at Los Alamitos, $29,291. So, Michael, Bob and I will be playing that pick six sequence. Can you give us a little help tonight?
Well, I'll be absent the next couple of weeks with gratitude to Ed Bergart for filling in, so let's part company with two suggestions in the pick six sequence, neither of which is favorite. Race six, number 8, SR Cool Corona, is of interest to me with Eduardo Nicasio riding for the first time from the outside post. 4 to 1 on Ed's morning line, race six, number 8. And in the following race, the 7th, number 5, Mission Possible, raced once in early May. I like the recent gate work. I think it's an improvement for a barn doing very well with their two-year-olds this season. She is 7-2 on the morning line. I think both horses are worth using in the pick six, race six, number 8, and race 7, number 5. And by the way, tomorrow night we have 7 futurity trials plus the Grade One Go Man Go Stakes, which features the 7-year-old debut of 2-time champion of champions winner Impressum. Big, big weekend at Los Al.
Very good, Michael. Safe travels. We will catch up to you again 3 weeks from now, and we'll have Ed Bergart sitting in for you as you go to Kentucky Downs. So enjoy your time there. I know it's a huge challenge, and we will be watching.
Thanks, mate. And with the Kentucky Downs meet closes on Wednesday, the 10th of September. On Friday, the 12th, Los Al begins a 2-week daytime thoroughbred meet. So my head will be spinning.
Right back to day and night. Boy, I tell you, this is the hardest working guy in the business.
Very good, Michael. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you when you come home.
Hooray.
All right, that was Michael Rona. Hey, John, we've got a couple minutes here. Let's do some quick notes here. How about the standings here at Del Mar, the jockey standings? Juan Hernandez has got a pretty nice lead over Antonio Freisu.
Yeah, 30 wins going into today, I think. Antonio Freisu has 23. Hector Berrios still doing so much good work on the grass. He's got 20 wins. That rounds out the top three.
You know, Hector Berrios at 24%. He's only right behind Juan Hernandez, is doing great at 27. You know, a guy who's flown under the radar, Ricky Gonzalez, hitting at about 20% with limited amount.
And
with limited amounts.
Super ride last week in the Grade One Del Mar Oaks. I tell you, he really has done a super job all meet long.
And then in the trainer standings, Bob Baffert's got a pretty healthy lead right now over Mark Glatt.
He's got 16 winners. You had mentioned, I think, 8 of those 16 are with 2-year-olds here. So you know where his strength has been. And Mark Glatt, another solid meet down here, 12 winners. Phil D'Amato has got 11, and with so many grass stakes coming up, I would expect Phil to move up the board there a little
bit.
You know,
amazing stat we were looking, John, we dug up, and Brad Free from Racing Form helped out. There have been 12 maiden races here on the dirt. Baffert's had 18 starters. He's won 8 of those.
These are two-year-old races.
Two-year-olds. Two-year-old maidens on the dirt, and that includes a couple stakes wins as well. So absolutely dominant with the two-year-old maidens on the dirt.
I would think the debutante and the futurity will roll through the Bob Baffert stable.
And one other note, John, just some ship and win money. We talk about what a great deal it is, and we saw it again in action yesterday.
They're up 25% in ship and win horses from last year.
Well, thank you to Elise and Christian Inside for doing a great job. Mike Willman is here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Andy Harris, stay tuned. He's next with the SoCal Restaurant Show. John, we're going to enjoy a bagel, some coffee, and
some racing.
24 live, 12, 10 live, and 14 on the road to play from Saratoga. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. Good luck. Cash some tickets today.
And the winner in each race.